appraisals, and instant background checks? The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center Slidell. Take I-10 to Oak Harbor, exit 261. Saturday, July 30th, 9 to 5, Sunday, July
The views 30th. And opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your
sighing, won't you be happy again,
happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile with you.
Yo, those horns, it's crotch rock. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. And today's Monday, I know that much, but I don't know the date. What's the date, Josh?
27th.
The 27th of June. I know the month in 2022. So, of course, you know, the community voice of the Crescent City. We're going to have James Neighbors on, founder of Overpasses for America. And right now, I have a surprise guest in the studio. Miss Phoenix Kingsley came to see us from Arizona.
Hi, everybody.
I saw some videos of a Trump train that Phoenix Kingsley did in Arizona, and it was 96 miles. So I was very upset that everybody started saying Arizona turned blue. That's not true. So we might as well hit that right now, Miss Kingsley.
Hi. So, where do you want me to start? So we did a Phoenix Trump train. We actually did it several weeks in a row. The last one we did, which was our largest, was 96 miles of cars. We followed a route that was 123 miles long, but the cars themselves were 96 miles. We had officers from Scottsdale Police Department, officers from Peoria, all officers joining in our Trump train as we were on the freeways. ADOT, which is Arizona Department of Transportation, allowed us to use the middle lane as we went. So we had a 95% approval rating on the road. As we were driving around, people were giving us thumbs up. They were jumping in and out of the train. They were waving. 5%
negativity.
They
had unbelievable amounts of people. Unbelievable. So, you know, maybe Miss Kingsley, through Mr. Robert, of course, we can get that video eventually to put it up on the WGSO webpage. So you see what they're doing in Arizona so y'all could understand. Biden didn't win this election. I don't care what anybody says. This January 6th committee thing is unconstitutional. Peter Navarro filed a lawsuit 2 days before he was arrested, and nobody reports on it. He filed a lawsuit that the January 6th committee is unconstitutional. He filed it against Nancy Pelosi as an illegitimate House Speaker who actually lost her reelection in 2018 midterms. And look, I'm sorry, my friends that like Pelosi and that, but you must still hang around with drunks or something, because that's unacceptable the way this woman's been acting and with her leadership. And frankly, you need to see a video of Nancy Pelosi elbowing the daughter, elbowing a child, Amira Flores, the new GOP congresswoman for Texas.
And it's she's
unbelievable.
A monster.
And an issue needs to be made about that, because I tell you why. She made a big mistake at the State of the Union address to distract from the applause from the address that President Trump gave. But the people who were honored at that State of the Union address was such a diverse group of people. So she didn't matter with them. you know, children. You know, what kind of way to shock kids who's there to celebrate with the president, and then she wants to make a spectacle of herself tearing up her copy, her official copy of the State of the Union address. So she wanted the spotlight on her. Well, one of the reasons is because this was the evening before the U.S. Senate would announce that President Trump was acquitted of the House impeaching him based on false narratives of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that we know that was a hoax the entire time. January 6th committee is another hoax. January 6th inside job, just like 9/11, and as Liz Cheney going at it as if she has the right to be doing what she's doing with Thompson. Thompson's back in chains in slave land. That's what you call a slave when a black man submits to false narratives like that and he passes himself off. What? Because he's chairman? Everybody believes what this guy's saying? This is one thing. Every witness that was involved in the election, that was a witness for the January 6th committee, was involved with Zuckerbucks. But they don't mention that. They don't even mention that there's another nonprofit that the Zuckerbergs were feeding money into. That was a organization, a nonprofit organization that provided pro bono legal fees, legal counsel, pro bono means no fees, because they got, I think it was something like $69 million. Yeah, I guess they are working for free. You bribe them, because that's what Zuckerbucks are all about. Well, I can't have a Facebook page. But anyway, you know, we're going to get there anyway. So I'm upset by that, but not really. We've taken care of it over the airwaves. And, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. So this is the Beat Exchange. But I'm very happy to have you here, Miss Phoenix.
I'm happy to be here.
Very good. Josh, too. You know, and so where's James?
I'm right here.
Oh, James. They didn't give. I didn't see the signal about you being on the air. I'm sorry, James. I was just eating up air time.
You were talking there, and I was letting you finish up before I piped in.
Oh, that's good. No, I was looking at the lights on the phone deal, and I didn't see them, so that's why I was saying that. Excuse me, I missed the cue. So you wanted to bring up, right, about the abortion being overturned?
Well, I mean, Justice Alito was right. It was a terrible decision. The basis on which they did it was terrible.
Right.
And it was just, there really just simply is nothing in the Constitution that hints toward that being a right at all anywhere.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't eliminate it. That's what kills me. They're saying that it's over in the United States.
No.
Well,
it goes back to the states. That's what people don't understand. It goes back to the states, what the states will allow individually.
And people should really be happy about this.
Yes.
Because the whole point of being a republic, and we are not a democracy, but the whole point of being a republic and the whole reason that we have states is so that you're free to pursue your happiness by going to a state that where the people match your beliefs the most. We're not supposed to be this one omniculture or, you know, uniculture nation where we all blindly believe the same thing. That's not what a republic is. And, we are not a democracy. So
no,
in handing
cool.
this back to the states,
exactly.
it really...
We're going to come right back. You hear the music? We're going to have to take a short break because we're right on the clock. So we're going to come back and James is going to finish up what he's saying. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Take off all your clothes with trench coats, magazines, a bottle full of rum. She's so good to make a dead man come. Pisses and a cheese drink, beer and a shot. Portland through a shot glass in a buffalo squeeze.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's ranch for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo, 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Snicks. Baby moving, she's hot and ready, creamy and sugared, and the band is awful, and so are the tunes. Doobies, abba, doobies, I see what I see. Doobies, abba, doobies, I see what I see. Crawling on her belly, shaking like jelly, and I'm getting harder than Chinese algebra. Sears, cheers from the compendium here. Hey, sweetheart, day yellow for
y'all, that's very New Orleans, you do know that. So it's Tom Waits in the background from his Small Change album, Pasties in a G-String. So here we are back with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. We're having a conversation about, you know, Roe versus Wade, and that with Miss Phoenix Kingsley, and that people don't realize abortions are still available, but it goes back to how the states are going to handle it individually. Right, James?
Well, exactly. And really, I would think if people were to sit back and think about it, that they would be happy about it. Because if you're living in a conservative state, that's not something you really want to see in your state. You don't want people moving into the state and doing it more and more and more, you know, because it's just something you disagree with. And on the converse side of that, in the liberal leftist states that believe that that is a right, well, it actually, if they're talking about democracy and the people having a voice, well, when it is returned to the states, you don't get any better voice for the people than that. You actually have a direct say in whether or not that is or is not legal where you live. And, you know, it will bolster the individual cultures for each state, because people that like that kind of thing, you know, if they want to have abortions, they'll go to places where it is, and the people that don't want it will leave the places that it's available,
and
they'll go to places that it's not. And we're all going to get along much better.
Right, and everybody's got a coat hanger, so what they worried about. So this is the deal. I think that why it was brought before the U.S. Supreme Court is because they went overboard with how a fetus, they went overboard.
With how long?
How long late-term abortions. Right. And
well, they did.
And the other thing is, Elena Kagan, who's on a U.S. Supreme Court bench now, and lied in her confirmation hearings. She lied, so they want to talk about other people on. Nobody lied to get on there. Kagan lied, and so did Ketanji Jackson, whatever. Sotomayor, she was purposely, and it's on record, holding up the promotions of firemen for 2 solid years, because she was pulling her game of La Raza, I mean, you know, Marxist ideology, to show that she could do whatever she wanted because she was wearing a robe. We got enough judges in New Orleans wearing robes like Halloween costumes, and we're about to find out what's the new layer that Mr. Whitman controls. So anyway, I just threw that in there.
Well, you know, the fun thing about that Sotomayor
being in a slamming accident and all, I get to say stuff like that.
Well, when she was appointed to be on the Supreme Court, there were many, many, many legal experts on the left side saying she was utterly unqualified to be on the Supreme Court.
Unfit,
unqualified, and should have never been put there. And this is not coming from Republicans. This is coming from Democrats.
Right, and you see, that's a good point. And you see, the ruling at the U.S. Supreme Court was occurring at the time she was in a confirmation hearings. And Eric Holder, Obama's right-hand man, as one of the most corrupt attorney generals around, except now we got fat man Bill Barr. So, which I had high hopes for, but, you know, being with H.W. Bush for those years, and if you see some of the photographs, you might think that he took a trip to an island retreat, but that'll be for another show. So, Sotomayor is facing having her ruling overturned. In the trial court level where she made this ruling, she said on record that she was going to rule against them, and she knew that what she was doing was wrong. She said that, but she was doing it anyway. Held up these firemen's promotions and, of course, salary increases for 2 years. During that time, Eric Holder went to change the way New Haven, Connecticut now handled their promotions with firemen. He changed it to the point to where you could fail the strength test to be a fireman in New Haven, Connecticut. You could fail it and still be promoted. Now, you don't think they're crazy? Especially, that's what they were doing in 2008. Then with Kagan, as Solicitor General under the Clinton administration and Solicitor General under the Obama administration, Reign of Terror, she falsified a medical report during the Clinton administration to claim that no pain is suffered during late-term abortions. She altered the medical report. She was facing being disbarred when Obama nominated her.
Yep.
And she lied.
People don't know these things.
Right, and she, right, exactly. And she lied in a confirmation hearing because she refused to produce any of her writings. There was nothing for them to review. But everybody wanted to go along with the magic Negro of who he nominated, thinking that would at least show that they were willing to compromise. But with those two women, nah, they shouldn't have. That was way out.
The good news is that if we can retake Congress with sufficient numbers, we could literally impeach and remove any justices that we see unfit for the bench. A lot of people don't realize that, but
if
you ever have a supermajority in the House and the Senate, you could completely reshape the entire Supreme Court to however you like it to look.
Well, we need it to look like the U.S. Constitution,
yes,
you know, and our founding documents. Because all these other screwballs that have been trying to make law, which Sotomayor said, and they had a video of this during her confirmation hearing, that she knows that it's wrong to try and make policy on the bench, but she was doing it anyway. And she went after white jurists. So here is a woman that is totally biased against white people. Now, Ketanji Jackson, she lied in her confirmation hearing saying she doesn't include CRT in the rulings, and then U.S. Senator Ted Cruz read it back to her. One of her rulings with an opinion was that it was her job to include CRT as a judge to include CRT in her rulings. So right there, it should have blew her up. But you see, what she's being put on the bench for is to normalize pedophilia, and people need to understand this. She's been given lenient sentences to pedophiles that reoffend. Now, we might discuss this when we come back after the break, but I don't know. My hair's on fire right now. So it'd be WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, coming to you live with Phoenix Kingsley and James Neighbors in Oklahoma.
We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-$4. We got a year-end clearance. We got our white sale and a smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now. Act now. And receive his own gift.
Never Enough Tattoo. It's 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
The time has come for our nation to come together as a group, as a community, and as a family of brothers and sisters. Have you been searching for a patriot group to join? At AP3%, we believe that citizens from all walks of life must stand unified, peaceful, and in a legitimate manner to overcome tyranny. Our goal and mission are simple. We believe in the sanctity and principles of the Constitution of the United States of America in its entirety. We fully support all constitutional law enforcement, first responders, and the military. AP3%, reclaiming America, one patriot at a time. AP3%.us.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. New Orleans.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 a.m.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A New Orleans judge issues a temporary restraining order on Louisiana's abortion trigger law, thus allowing them to continue until a July 8th court date.
I do expect there to be months and months, if not years, of litigation over this.
Loyola University Law Professor Dane Cialino says the restraining order only adds uncertainty about abortion in Louisiana.
This case raises issues of unconstitutional vagueness, unconstitutional lack of notice to the public about the effective date and provisions of the abortion law.
But eventually,
Louisiana will have abortion restrictions that will be among the most restrictive in the country.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
Shreveport police say they plan no arrest in a Saturday road rage incident that left a man shot and injured. SPD say the aggressor in this case was the man who was shot, and the shooter was defending himself. The victim's wounds are non-life-threatening. This is news from LRN.
Tiger Rag. Three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. Two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. Two college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian Kelly.
I'm excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way, not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sales. 50% off original retail price. Skip the middle man. Don't settle for less. How do we do it? How do we do it? Volume, volume. Turn up the volume. Wow, you
heard it. And step right up with Tom Weeks. Don't get caught with your draws down. You see, James, We were talking on the break, Phoenix Kingsley and I, about how it should be responsibility and wouldn't be so many abortions, and saying that what they made a big mistake when they fought against the compromise that was where doctors, abortionists, would have admission privileges at a nearby hospital if something went wrong at the abortion clinic. And they made a mistake fighting that. So they have a lot of tripping up that they've done. They shouldn't be complaining about anything, because right that issue right there where doctors, abortionists needing to have admission privileges at a nearby hospital, you were on your way to having it wide open for what you needed to have abortions available on demand. And so whether I agree with that or not, but that's where it was. And then when they went after the late term abortion, you know, that was the other thing. You know, if you ever saw an abortion, say on live leaks, you'll see that the baby's fighting a rod that's trying to kill it. So it's
disgusting. And what they did is they just really revealed their true self.
Exactly.
They don't want to compromise on anything. It's their way or the highway. Well, that's okay. They can hit the highway.
Yeah, well, they went a little, right. They went a little too crazy, portion. Thing in California, 364 days after birth, the kid could be killed. Well, it's considered an abortion. No, it's murder from the very beginning. Plus, they're trying to feed the adrenochrome industry. So let's just face it, where they really coming from.
Well, I think what happened is they just went too far, and
too far.
They pushed too hard, too fast,
far.
Because
right.
it was everybody knew Roe versus Wade was coming up, right? And then in the last 3 years, they've been pushing this transgender agenda on children. You know, suicide rates have increased as this has permeated schools more, and parents are starting to catch on that for whatever their reasons, the left has targeted children from conception until adulthood. Why? You know, we'd have to find that out from them. I don't know, but the results clearly show that they have an agenda, and, well, people just caught on to them. What can you say, you know? And
right.
The average American does not want what they have to offer.
And they wind up also intruding into the parental authority when they were giving them the vaccines at school and not letting the parents know what was going on.
Well, can we talk about conception for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about
Kingsley.
I feel like we're attacking the wrong end of this. Instead of spending all this energy on abortions, why don't we spend this much energy on conception or not conceiving? Shouldn't birth control be free for everybody? Let's stop all of these abortions by not getting pregnant in the first place.
Responsibility.
Well, exactly. You know, one act of responsibility. You know, it's not difficult. I was married once. We had one kid. We only had one kid. Why? Because we were responsible with things.
Right. You know? Exactly.
We took in 18 kids that didn't belong to us, and we made three of our own. So we're parents to 21 children, and we have never had a pregnancy scare in all those 21 children. Never once, because we taught in our home, I preached abstinence to a certain age, but I understand that humans are humans. But what I taught him is, once we get past the abstinence stage, let's not have a pregnancy scare, because let's not go, don't put yourself in that position. There's
right.
so
well,
many
exactly.
options. But my sons, and they're probably going to strangle me if they hear me say this, my sons pay $100 for a box of condoms. There's 50 condoms in there.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, reverse that. $50 for a box of condoms, and there's 100 condoms in there. I'm sorry, reverse that.
Right.
So shouldn't they be free? Shouldn't we make those free? That's crazy.
Every health department I've ever gone into, or the health clinics, the free health clinics, they always had condoms available for free there.
So here's what my sons say. They say that those are very generic. They say that not to buy birth control at a 99-cent store. That's their take on it. They have used the cheaper brands and found that was not effective. They didn't like it.
Fair enough. But, you know, if they're that particular, I'm just going to endorse a product because I know it works, and it's little thing you get in the same section called Enter. Nobody even knows it happened.
What is it?
I mean, Well, my sons say that you shouldn't skimp on them. They say to try, you know, they test them before they actually put them into use, and they want something that's effective. And they say the ones that you can get for free are not effective. If you use them like a balloon and you blow them up and they pop, that's probably not a good idea. You want something with some strength to it.
Yo, you right, made me lose right. my place on my phone.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be as respectful as possible.
But it's true. I mean, maybe they need to upgrade. I could see that. The government has never been one to exactly come up with the right answer the first try without input from the public. So.
What good does it do to give them out for free if they don't work? If they break or they slip or they're not effective...
So I agree with you. I mean, if what they're putting out is ineffective, well, then we need to change what they're putting out so it is effective.
Well, and look, all you cheap mofos out there, get lambskin. See, I'm in my 70s, but I remember.
Well, just get something that works and then have a backup plan. So my children, you, and again, there's 21 of them, so we have a little experience with these, but they use condoms and they use the foam, and so they're double protecting themselves.
Right.
And the girls are responsible for their own. We didn't just lay it on the men. The girls are responsible for taking care of their own, too.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of an interesting thing to see come in style to where they both bring it, and then they say, well, which would you prefer, you know?
Right. Which one's the most effective? It's not a matter of what you prefer.
Well,
what do you expect?
Brock.
What's effective? Let's do the one that's effective, because if you
blow it up like a party favor
and it pops right away, that's probably not something you want.
This is the deal. It's just like everybody likes a certain kind of cigar, or like the vape in these days. So you just have to work around, not be a whore about it. But I tell you what, if you have any friends that are whores, you can get some quick clues from them.
All you got to do is blow them up like a balloon and see which one holds. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I never thought
of
that.
Here's an idea. We've got food stamp cards, right? If people really want free birth control, you know, via the government, granted we all pay for it, well, we could just have birth control cards. You can go to Walmart or whatever pharmacy you like, pick whatever kind you want, and they'll pay for it.
Absolutely.
Excuse me.
It should be free. Instead of spending all this energy on abortions and marching in the streets and all this screaming and yelling, why don't we put all of that energy into not procreating?
Right, and I think Professor Blasey Ford ought to go to jail for what she pulled with the Senate Judiciary Commission, because Monica McLean was a former FBI agent, high-ranking, that worked side-by-side with Peter Strokes and Andrew McCabe. And when Trump won, she resigned to get Trump. Now, she was the friend in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, you know where Biden bought a beach house. And that's where the accusation letter was written in Rehoboth, Delaware, Beach, Delaware. And so that was to prevent Judge Kavanaugh from getting on the U.S. Supreme Court bench because they targeted him to be opposing what they wanted, which was wide open abortion and late term abortions and people to understand the adrenochrome trend, basically, because this is what Russia took out in Ukraine, is the hospitals that were breeding children for the adrenochrome industry. So do your research, because it's coming out strong.
Most people don't understand just how evil the people at the top of the what's running this country really are.
Right. I think they're starting to understand.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I do too. But it's a rude awakening.
You're right. Exactly. So we're going to be going to a break in a little bit, and we're going to come back because more than 1 million voters across 43 states have switched to the Republican Party over the last year, according to voter registration data. and that since Obama rigged 2020 on behalf of his pedophile sidekick, Joe Biden, his former VP.
Now we got to get the rhinos out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we working on that.
I know.
Strong.
Let's do
Very
it.
Very good. We'll come back with a break. Voice of the product for complete refund of price of punches. The product. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it, laughing it, loving it, swimming it, sleeping it, living it, swimming it, laughing it, loving it. Removes embarrassing stains from contour sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns the sandwich.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's ranch for bread.
Leidenheimer.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Your shorts, change your life, change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy, get rid of your wife, and it walks your dog, and it doubles on sacks, you can jump back, Jack, see you later.
Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hu with another episode of the Beat Exchange, coming to you live from New Orleans. We have Phoenix Kingsley. And from Arizona, and Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. So I picked up something on the internet from The Storm Is Upon Us, and it was a message say they didn't hack it. It's a picture of Hillary Clinton with the seal, you know, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Justice. And they said they didn't hack it. She sold access. That was the purpose of getting the server in the first place. And we're living through the largest, most severe mass treason event in living history. And that's the Obama with Hillary Clinton. This is, You know, she's running front, but he knew what was going on with that server. And they knew he was communicating with her under false identities. When that came up in the investigation, Obama closed it down, closed the investigation down, and then we never got to see anything about her emails, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. And we need to see them. So you'd see just how treacherous these people are and why they want to disarm us. Because if they can't kill you with the vaccines, you know, why disarm people? You know, you let enough people in the country that are on a terrorist list, but, you know, that doesn't matter. Just go spend U.S. taxpayer money protecting the borders with Ukraine. But you see, James.
We can't even protect our own borders. Yeah. Why are we protecting Ukraine's borders?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with necessarily helping Ukraine fight off Russia. But what I do have a problem with is helping Ukraine fight off Russia while we are fighting off our own invasion. I mean, we can manage two fronts. I'm pretty sure of that.
Right.
But we don't, you know, we're instead, we've allowed millions. People don't realize that. But in the 2 years that Biden's been in office, millions of people have crossed the border and are now living within the United States.
Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to working two fronts. What I'm opposed to is working one front that isn't ours.
Right. And so, like, now they have lawyers that are willing to accommodate people in the military that are being forced to take the vaccine. And so there's a number to call. I'll put it up on the WGSO webpage. Anybody in the military or serving our country in uniform seeking religious accommodations to avoid the vaccine, well, I'll give the number and I'll put it up on the webpage. 832-241-5888. 832-241-5888. Now, there's another thing I found on internet on a website called muckrock.com. And it's about how 151 officials working in Obama-Biden administration resigned in the last few days of Obama's administration, and then they were set up to work in the private sector and become very wealthy. And through
that.
Right. And through that, people start, since this illegitimate Biden-Harris administration of Obama's, they have now been hired back into the Biden administration. So this is how everybody around Obama and Biden become wealthy, and along with Pelosi, from insider trading and influence peddling. That's why we need to see the emails with Emailgate and Servergate. We need to see them. You know, and when they stole Congress House of the 2018 midterms so that Pelosi could come back as House Speaker, they did it by finding uncounted ballots days and weeks after the election so they could see what numbers they needed to beat.
Yeah, isn't that miraculous?
You know, and this is occurring in multiple states. You know, impossible in multiple states. But as a red tsunami, 2018 midterms under the Trump administration, because everybody was going for the America First agenda. And the fact that after Obama decided to lie about Hillary Clinton and Benghazi Gate and protect her from being arrested for acts of espionage, because that's what she was caught doing, but it included him. So that's why Comey on July 5th, 2016, called his own press conference, said that she didn't do anything criminal. Well, you don't have to have anything criminal intent, you just have to have gross negligence. And that's what she had. And in fact, they leave out that the scientist that was helping with providing information on Iran's nuclear a power progression, a nuclear program, they exposed his name. And the day she did it, this is how close she was to showing our enemies what we were doing. The day she did it and put it out there on her emails that were on the internet, open web, the man was killed on the spot. They went after his family. So this is what we're dealing with. Same thing, they were going to use our ambassador, Chris Stevens, to Libya, and they found out through Extortion 17 in Afghanistan that the weapons used to kill 17 American troops that were part of SEAL Team 6 members, that it was weapons supplied to the Taliban by the Obama administration with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of the U.S. State Department. So the deal in Benghazi, Libya, where it was a premeditated plan to kidnap our U.S. ambassador so that Obama could have a reelection strategy because he couldn't run on his dismal record in 2012. So they made this plan with Mohamed Morsi as president of Egypt, who was also the figurehead of the Muslim Brotherhood that he empowered with U.S. taxpayer money through a prison break. The man was in prison in Egypt, held as a terrorist when Obama had his name put on the ballot to run for president of Egypt. So they've been after trying to destroy history for a while, like the world's history. The New World Order pedophiles. And that's something that people need to understand. That's why you got drag queens running in the streets, in the bars, teachers taking kids and children to watch drag shows and give the drag queens
highly
money.
Highly inappropriate drag
right.
shows.
That was
right.
highly at inappropriate. One point.
Right. But yet you can't take these kids to see women stripping and giving them money. Oh, because that would be wrong, right? But drag queens, okay. But that's where Obama lives with Joe Biden and Michelle Obama. So what we're going to do, we're going to close it down for this week's episode of the Beat Exchange, and we'll see y'all next week. So, Ms. Kingsley, say goodbye to our listening audience.
Bye, y'all.
Glad to have y'all. See you next week, James. Founder of Overpasses for America. Check with James on the internet to see what he's doing. Gab.com is where his group is. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your...
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.